government has established a broad-based task force to address the various challenges affecting the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSME sector. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the move is necessary as the sector is crucial to the government's growth agenda.
Government fully understands the critical role of MSMEs in the growth of the Jamaican economy and the integration of Jamaica into that global value and supply chain.
Minister Hilton notes that a major problem faced by MSMEs is access to financing. He says the challenge of finding affordable financing options for the sector is a venture in which the government must participate.
In this regard, I have appointed a task force comprising members of the private sector, academia, and government to work on finding a solution to this urgent problem.
The task force is currently looking at putting in place a plan that is expected to improve access to capital for MSMEs. Minister Hilton says the plan includes repurposing and recapitalizing the Self-Start Fund and the Micro Investment Development Agency, MIDA, to ensure greater efficiency and cost reduction. The Self-Start Fund provides loans to micro and small entrepreneurs who are unable to access financing from traditional institutions. MIDA was established in 1991 to provide a focused approach to the development of the micro-enterprise sector by providing or seeing to the critical inputs necessary for the growth and sustainability of the sector.
Indeed, we recognize that the risk profile of MSME firms is a major impediment to financing. Implementing risk management and practices are critical elements of MIDA's new mandate.
Turning to other initiatives to benefit MSMEs, Minister Hilton cites the move to license and regulate privately owned microfinanciers under the Microcredit Act. He notes that the microfinancing sector remains largely unregulated, and this hinders the development of the sector.
Microcredit Act, therefore, proposes that a regulator be established with the authority to issue directions or standards on transparent lending practices, credit administration, and other matters relating to operational issues, and will determine whether to accept or reject and revoke registrations.
Minister Hilton has hailed the work of institutions such as the COK Sodality Cooperative Credit Union for undertaking initiatives to assist the microproductive sector. A recent initiative by the COK is the launch of its microfinance unit to facilitate access to credit for the micro sector. Minister Hilton says COK's move is admirable at this time due to the need for financial institutions to restructure their operations for survival and to meet the needs of their clients.
I am pleased to know that COK Sodality Cooperative Credit Union is one of the 12 microfinancing institutions accredited by the Development Bank of Jamaica. And in this regard, they have shown their willingness to be regulated and are leading by example.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. Minister Hilton is expressing hope that the move by COK Sodality Cooperative Credit Union will be emulated by other credit unions and financial institutions across Jamaica. Micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, are important drivers of economic growth and development in Jamaica. These enterprises create employment, facilitate wealth creation, and form the backbone for private sector growth and expansion.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians, take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.